The slow food movement began in the 1980s in response to the opening of a McDonald's store near the Spanish Steps in Rome. The Italians thought this was heresy, this was blasphemy, this was sacrilege, this was every bad thing, having a McDonald's in the Holy City. In its 32 years so far, the slow food movement has grown into a global organisation and has inspired many parallel movements as well. Slow Food International claims over 100,000 members across 150 countries with local groups across Australia. The antithesis of the fast food movement, at its heart, the slow food movement decries our modern obsession with speed and efficiency. The busy, busy, busy life, which leads us to wolf down mass-produced cheeseburgers as we rush from one task to the next. The proponents of the slow food movement suggest the antidote of eating food that's grown locally and organically, processed as little and small scale as possible, prepared with love and care, and consumed with attentive appreciation. Here in Australia, the slow food movement promote Ligurian bee honey from Kangaroo Island, native bunya nut from Queensland, and bull boar sausage from Victoria, in case you're going shopping tomorrow. But whatever the produce, the slow foodies encourage us to take our time around food. The last three decades have seen the philosophy behind the slow food movement applied to other areas of life. So there's now the slow aging movement, slow architecture, slow cinema, slow counselling, slow fashion, slow gardening, slow marketing, slow medicine, slow media, slow parenting, slow scholarship, slow tech, and slow living. There's probably more, but they're the ones I found Googling. It was perhaps inevitable then that there would eventually be the slow philosophy movement. Slow Phil suggests that philosophy is impoverished when it's rushed. Rushed to meet production deadlines. UQ lecturer Michelle Boulos-Walker argues that good philosophy requires personal engagement, thorough reading, grappling with the texts, deliberative dialogue, wrestling with ideas, all of which takes time. We can see a similar line of thought in the Christian tradition, for example, in the practice of Lectio Divina, or divine reading, whereby people gradually and repeatedly read a piece of scripture, savouring each word and each idea, until the word of God is so read and meditated that it becomes a prayer, to quote the Catechism. Meditation is often associated with the great Eastern religions, and the word can evoke images of yogis sitting in the lotus position, chanting Om, and seeking to empty their minds of all their thoughts. But Christianity has its own long tradition of meditation as a practice that engages thought, imagination, emotion, and desire. It's fed not just by a gradual reading of Holy Scripture, but also by vocal prayer such as the Rosary, chants, or the sacred liturgy that wash over like waves of the sea washing over us, or by quiet private prayer and reflection upon Christian experience. Such an immersive experience that engages the whole person necessarily takes time. But such time wasting is necessary, according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, in order to deepen our conviction of faith, prompt the conversion of our heart, and strengthen our will to follow Christ. Perhaps it's unsurprising, then, that we have seen in recent years a slow church or slow theology movement as well, including such big names as the great American Protestant theologian Stanley Hauerwas. If the slow movement is right, catching a quickie 30-minute Sunday Mass might suit our schedule, but cost us in terms of depth of experience. The soundbite homily might be a relief and even a brief inspiration, but it won't feed the soul for long. Racing through our prayers might not be the best way to connect with oneself or with God. Against the go, go, go culture, with its constant focus on production, efficiency, busyness, Catholicism emerges as a positively medieval, indeed ancient, religion. It's on Pacific time, even if it's not in the islands. It just can't be reduced to 140 characters. A meme or even a TED talk, try as Bishop Richard might. Not because you can't say deep things short, but because you can't truly hear them, see them, receive them short. Matters of the heart and mind take their own good time.
Thank you for listening to XT3's podcasts. Connect, share, build a better world.